Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on a Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being here this Wednesday afternoon. Remember back at the beginning of the show where we played that clip where that crazy lady CNN political analyst Karen Finney was like, if Kamala Harris has the energy, she should run again in 2028.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't feel like we made fun of that enough.
You want to circle back, Saki?
Circle back. Man, did she get out at the right time?
No kidding.
For her to be able to just kind of wash her hands of the whole thing and be like, I'm just going to sit on CNN and, you know, bloviate all the time and make probably a boatload of money.
I think she should run for president again if she believes she has the
She doesn't even believe it.
No, she doesn't.
We were weeks, days maybe from when Joe Biden was still the candidate and Colin's like, I can't even keep up with him. Like, what are you talking about? Then she takes over for him and then Jill Biden gets mad and tries to tank everything. She was making, we talked about this, but she was like making eyes at Donald Trump at Notre Dame. She is not doing anything. Jill Biden is not doing anything to push back against the I voted for Donald Trump message.
No, she's not. To suggest now, though, that Kamala Harris was actually a pretty good candidate, but that Donald Trump was just such a good candidate, it's a weird place to be saying, yeah, but when you have somebody that comes back to earth a little bit, let's say we have a J.D. Vance in 2028, now she could beat him for sure.
I would love for Kamala Harris to run in a primary and get trounced.
Uh-huh.
That would be fun for me.
I would love to see Kamala Harris run in a primary. Everybody clear the stage for her once she got to South Carolina. They'd nominate her again basically by DNC committee. And then she picks the person on the stage that called her a racist the most.
It's going to be Joe Biden from the stands. You know how, like in Happy Gilmore, I don't know if you can say the J-A word on the radio.
Uh-huh. Jack Butt.
Yeah, Jack Butt. Me, Jill Biden in the back of the room,
yeah,
dressed in like a nice green army jacket that says, I don't care to you on the back. I don't really care.
Jack Butt.
Yeah, Jack Butt.
Happy Gilmore 2 coming out soon.
I don't think it can be bad.
What?
Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
We'll wait and see.
But if you go into it with the expectation of that was so fun the first time, it'll be fun to just revisit this old friend. If just don't go in with unreasonable expectations.
Yeah, I actually, in this sense, would trust Adam Sandler
I
enough.
I do, too.
He doesn't really
funny.
Do
Have
a lot of...
Have you seen the Little Nicky?
No, but
oh,
he does...
man.
No, but he does not do a lot of sequels. Uh-uh. And there's a reason for that.
I like how he operates, because I think he makes movies. He has his friends in them, and they all get royalties from movies if they have, you know, if they're in it, they have a line or two. It's always fun to be like, oh, that's the that's one of the lawyers from Big Daddy, and that's the
yeah, it's the same four guys.
One of the lawyers from Big Daddy is his caddy in Happy Gilmore. I mean, they're just recycled through, and some of the movies to me they look like they needed a payday. And I don't feel like they're not out there being pretentious about the quality films that they're making.
No.
But people like Sandler, so they go see him. I feel like he's got to be a Trump guy. I know he's been out as he was a big Rudy Giuliani guy, which is like crazier than being a Trump person right now.
Now it is.
I wonder if he'd stand by that. He loved America's Mayor.
Yeah.
You think he owns a MAGA hat? How many of these people own MAGA hats in secret? You've got like your Diddy parties, and then the other secret parties like bring your red hat.
Yeah, I've heard that there are you could call them secret prayer meetings in Hollywood.
Yeah,
in the LA side. That
it's like the old days where you draw half the fish.
Yeah, I mean it really is. Like I don't know if it would be that way now, but 10 years ago, people said, yeah, there's kind of like secret Christian meetings, and they don't try to be secretive about it, but it's just. If it gets out at that time, especially in Hollywood, that you were a born again Christian and you were willing to be, you know, pretty public with your faith and live your faith, not just like actually live it, that you would be, you know, not shadow banned is probably the best word for it, because it wouldn't be outright banned.
Todd says, hard to beat the original Happy Gilmore. Todd, you're not listening to me. Nothing's going to beat the original Happy Gilmore.
No.
But we're going to go visit an old friend.
Did you have the same poll of the room here? When Billy Madison came out, that movie blew my 13-year-old mind. I couldn't believe how funny that movie was.
I watched it with Charlie in the last year or so. He was 14, and it still hits.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
So that movie was amazing. And then I watched Happy Gilmore, like, was at the screening and was like, oh my gosh, he did it again. It's so good. Then The Wedding Singer came out.
No, I love The Wedding Singer. Don't come at me or I'll fight you.
And I...
Fight.
It's a rom-com. It's not for you.
It
not
clearly,
everything, Ryan, is for you.
Clearly it was not for me.
Yeah, the Billy Madison...
Because everything after...
So hot.
Yeah.
Want to touch the honey. Oh,
I mean,
that's
what,
for you.
Yeah, that stuff was amazing. It was, I mean, I
him
was
with
13
his little
years old.
Curly mullet thing, singing that little song to Drew Barrymore lovingly while the... guy who's in a lot of, well, Shooter, isn't he Shooter McGavin? Is he Shooter McGavin?
Christopher
McDonald. He's the bad guy in Wedding Singer. That's right, isn't it?
No, the Wedding Singer bad guy is just some random dude. It's not Christopher McDonald.
I just love that Shooter McGavin is, I don't believe you. Figure that out. Brad's
yeah, let's
it up.
Let's we'll look it up. It's okay.
But you've got White Wedding. Billy Idol?
Yeah.
You got Billy Idol on the airplane?
Oh, there's some moments. That's what, it was a tease.
At the end?
Yeah.
And it's romantic, and it's a great little song. Want to grow old with you? Magic. Movie magic. Best thing he's ever done.
Bad guy's Glenn Julia? Gulia?
Yeah, Gulia.
Yeah.
And he's played by Matthew Glaive.
Do they look alike, though?
Similar, yeah.
I mean, they look like the same vibe. Shut up.
They do not look alike.
Yes, they do.
They do not look anything
alike. Yes, they
look
like
twins. They have the same haircut in that movie.
And they're both... Jack Butts.
Yes. Yeah. Now, that movie, that's what was disappointing about it. If they just went in full on rom-com, I'd say, oh, okay, it's a different kind of movie. But there was still enough Sandler in it that
well,
I'm like,
oh, because he's Adam Sandler.
Oh,
what do
man,
you know?
You're on the verge here of doing something again.
It would take away from the rom-com part of it.
Mm.
Also, watching Happy Gilmore with my son, he's been asking to watch that. We watched it in the last couple weeks. I had to explain who Bob Barker was.
Okay.
When he says The Price is Wrong.
Yep,
dude,
Mark.
And punched him. I had to. I'm like, this is iconic. This is one, like, this line, The Price is Wrong, son. When I was explaining it to him, it just took all of the fun out of the joke. If you don't know who Bob Barker is, and you don't know what, I mean, he knows what The Price is Right is, but he knows who Drew Carey is. To him, it would be iconic to have Drew Carey punching out Adam Sandler saying The Price is Wrong. That sucks.
I'm looking up. There was a show. Okay, it was called Undeclared. So when we were in college, you were probably, I was a junior, so you would have been
sixth grade.
Yeah, you would have been really young. This was in about 2000, 2001. Adam Sandler produced a television show called Undeclared, and it was about college, and it was fine. But Adam Sandler was in one of the episodes. And he walks in and...
Is it a show or a reality?
It's a TV show, like a scripted comedy.
Not a reality show.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. It was okay.
I kind of remember that.
He walks into one of these episodes as Adam Sandler. So he's playing himself and he's a celebrity. And the college kids in the show want to meet him because he's Adam Sandler. And all of them line up. And he had to be a part of this. All of them line up and ask him basically the same question. What was going through your mind with the genius of Billy Madison? And then why did you do all those other crappy movies?
But Billy Madison is humorous to me, but in no way, shape, or form do I find it to be genius.
Well, that must be a question he got a lot, though.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
To write it in.
But,
yeah.
But to your point, as a 13-year-old boy, it blew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That was for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Wedding Singer, as Vicky points out on YouTube, 50 First Dates, those are for the ladies.
50 First Dates was a good movie, though.
It's a very good movie. Also with Drew Barrymore, as most of them are. And Blended. Have you seen Blended?
No.
This is a movie that it pops up on TV all the time, and I love to sit and watch it. He is a widower with three daughters. And Drew Barrymore is recently divorced, and her ex-husband's a D-bag and just whatever. And I don't know how they come to know each other or whatever, but they end up on an African vacation, which is funny to me how all of Adam Sandler's movies are just vacations for him.
He's not an idiot.
No, they're in tropical places. You go on an African safari. A lot of them take place in Hawaii. There was one that we just go with it was one that Jared and I watched on Netflix when we went on a weekend getaway. We just watched a bunch of Netflix and we watched some. I don't know if it was scary or if it was just a war movie. It was just really depressing. And Just Go With It was like, we're like, well, whatever. We'll just put that on next. And it was a classic Adam Sandler love story. You're just rooting for him the whole time to win, and he does at the end.
Just Go With It is with Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And him.
Okay. And that's in Hawaii, which is the same place that he's dating Drew Barrymore in 50 First Dates, but she doesn't remember any of that. So that, yeah, what?
With Jennifer Aniston, he's come out with new movies, Murder Mystery and Murder Mystery 2.
Yeah.
And they're both basically vacation movies.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's like, where y'all want to go?
Yeah.
And then he takes his friends, they go on vacation, and they shoot a serviceable movie. What am I doing wrong with my life?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
It is amazing. Like I watched Murder Mystery when I was also like with my wife away from the kids for a weekend. We were just kind of hanging out. We had some time. I watched that movie and thought, well, that was a movie. There was nothing wrong with it. It was just fine. The Friends thing is very true of him. All of his buddies were making, some of them got their own movies. Like there was one called Mama's Boy that had, he wasn't in it. It was not very good.
Was it Mama's Boy or Grandma's Boy?
Or Grandma's Boy.
Oh, that movie was
awesome. You're like, what the heck is going on? Why are these existing? Well, because Adam Sandler put a stamp on it. They asked Norm Macdonald once, I think he put this in his book. They said, what is the secret to success in comedy? And he goes, well, become friends with Adam Sandler.
That's so true.
That's it.
And he did. I love it. And I think it's, I just think, Happy Gilmore, if you go in with a set expectations of that was a fun time. It's just like, it's like a high school reunion.
Yeah, agreed.
You're not going to go back and be the superstar you were in high school or be the, you know, beautiful prom queen or whatever it is. You're going to go back and remember good times.
And I feel like that's where Adam Sandler's career is. And everybody who grew up with Adam Sandler wants to just relive enjoying the early movie.
Isn't the hardest part of it, though, seeing those people not look like their 20-year-old selves and then realizing that you're adjacent to the time that has passed?
It is. He's doing okay. He still looks all right.
But
people like Jim Carrey, you're like, whoa, man, you look older.
But isn't he like pushing 60?
I'm sure he is. He's doing fine, but he does not look like he did in Ace Ventura.
Correct. Correct. All right. That was a useless conversation, but I'm interested in all of it. I could talk about Adam Sandler forever.
Let's do another couple segments on...
Billy? Madison?
Billy, just that film. Not
break,
the others.
Break down the genius that is Billy Madison. Come vote in the YouTube channel live chat poll. What will come of the Gates Ethics Report released this week? Do you think it's going to be a bombshell or a nothing burger? I would love to know what you think. You can leave a comment for us in the YouTube live chat poll. Once you subscribe, you got 5 minutes, and then you can comment away. Colonel says maybe something in between bombshell and nothing burger. That's almost its own poll question. Does it have to be one or the other? Can it be like, oh, well, that's something, but nah. I guess it matters on how much people actually care. Russell said, I chose nothing burger. Not sure there will be anything shocking, or he would have already been charged. I would think perhaps Gates will come out with his own report soon on others' conduct. Maybe he's getting together with what's his face from New York who got bounced. And has a, not an OnlyFans, a cameo.
Oh, I can't. George maybe. Santos.
Yes. That guy has stuck the landing in his lane. It's like he knows what it is and he's not ashamed of it. And he isn't a pariah by any means. People still care what he thinks. Go vote. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are some things your grandfather has taught you, or what about him inspires you? He's taught me never to give up, and if I have a dream, always try and achieve that dream and just never stop trying, because one day it will happen, and he's president of the United States again. So,
Kai Trump is, that's Don Jr.'s daughter, and she's got a very bright future ahead of her. I hope she gets rid of the vocal fry.
Yeah, me too. It's the only thing that I notice.
When you think about, like, to the point you didn't listen to what she had to say?
It's distracting.
Yes. When you think about, we talked about this earlier about, I think it was on the show that we were talking about things that are taught in school and things that aren't taught in school. I don't know if this is on the air. I've been helping my son with geometry, which I'm more like helping organize his preparation for it. His final was today. Hope it went well. But geometry proofs are a practice in logical thinking. It's in math, of course, but it's really a process of thinking and being able to piece apart a process of thinking. And that's a very important thing to learn. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't be taught, but I'm just thinking about a better way to put that into education. If you're talking about critical thinking, they don't teach critical thinking in high school. Are they too young to understand, to learn critical thinking? I feel like critical thinking, maybe when you're a junior or senior, would help you do better in school when you're a junior and senior. Maybe a freshman, they're just gonna be like, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. No, there's real data about that. I only know this because I'm married to a teacher, as you are too. You probably hear the same stuff that she says, though. My wife is an English teacher, as opposed to you guys, is, you know, different subjects. She says that kids, when you teach them grammar, they learn it when they're younger. They're learning to basically memorize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't understand it.
But they don't understand it yet.
Yeah.
And when they get to be about midway through high school is when they start to actually get why you're teaching them these things.
I specifically remember, vividly remember, when I was in eighth grade, we had a really good basketball team. I was on a really good basketball team. We went and played in the third place game at state. We lost by two and finished fourth in the state. I still remember. But I remember memorizing all the plays. I remember memorizing, okay, I go here, and then I go there, and then I go here, and then I go there. I remember coming into my junior, senior years of basketball and all of a sudden understanding the concepts behind the things that were being told to us to do. Like, not the what do I do, but the why do I do it? And then when you understand the why you do it, then you understand much, much better the flow of things, and you don't have to think so hard because you get it.
Isn't that wild?
It's so wild. And I just remember being incredibly stressed, especially talking about finals. Kids are taking finals right now. I remember being so stressed and trying to cram and memorize and coming up with all these, is it mnemonic devices?
Mm-hmm.
I always say pneumatic.
pneumatic,
which is the thing you use at the bank. The suction thing. That's
what those are called?
A pneumatic?
I didn't know that.
It's a device that functions off of air
pressure. I just called it the tube.
Yeah, it's a pneumatic tube.
Ah, pneumatic tube.
It's not a mnemonic device, though.
Gotcha.
That's different.
Can I use a mnemonic device to remember that it's a pneumatic tube?
If it works for you, you can do whatever you want. That's kind of how a mnemonic device works.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. But I mean, like, you spend all of this time tricking your brain into remembering something that you can regurgitate on a test, but you don't even walk away and understand it. I am blown away by how much stuff I was taught in school, and I have no idea what I don't know. I don't know. Like, where did all of those... Isn't there something biologically, like your brain never really forgets anything? It's just your ability to recall.
It makes sense. I've never heard that before.
Yes. Yeah, the things that you've been educated in, they're in there, but your ability to go back and reach in deep for that file folder, not so much. Critical thinking is something that needs to be taught, and I would assume at a 16-year-old, probably. No offense, people, but 16 for girls, 17 for boys, maybe, that you could start teaching that, and it would help the education process for the other subjects that once you get to that age, you're kind of saying, okay, I'm kind of interested in science, or I never want to touch science again. I like to write or whatever it might be. Another thing, going back to the Kai Trump clip, can we teach people, I think it's never been more important than now, can we teach people how to present themselves? It is not outrageous to me to think about social skills as a class in high school. The way you vocalize things, the way you sit in posture, the way you present yourself, the way you shake hands, the way you present yourself online, the way to take a flattering photograph where you present yourself for something that might be professional, because all these kids know how to take photographs and everything for themselves. Just, I don't know. Kids take the weirdest. Kids these days, now I'm sound old. Kids mm-hmm. these days don't understand that an unflattering photo is forever. They don't care. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I go back, 5, 10 years, every single picture of me is with duck lips.
Still, though.
What you're talking about is almost like a glorified, like on steroids version of home ec.
It's different than that. Home ec is like use. That's like useful things. That's like being able to use like household tools and to be able to mend and fix and maybe bake and cook and stuff. I'm talking about social activity. Our kids don't know how to be appropriately social because they're not social because they're on their phones the whole time. They're being more social than we have ever been, but not person to person, not in a physical space where you're grunts about things. Like answering the phone, for the love. You have to say hello. Sorry, kids, I'm calling you out. But my son, like, I'm working on this with him. When I call him, he does it now, but he'll answer the phone and he'll wait for me to say hi. Like, he answers the phone and doesn't say anything. And I'm like, hello? And he's like, hi.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm like,
that.
When you pick up the phone, you say hello and you do it pleasantly. So that the person knows that you're happy to talk to him. When he would call people to ask for things, but they don't know. They don't do this stuff. They haven't been raised in a world like I sat on the phone with boys and girls all through junior high, high school, talking on the phone for hours because we didn't have the internet. So there's no way for him to know how to manage these things unless you actually teach him. Okay, should that be taught at home? Yeah, probably, but it's not being. And if you are going into the world, if you're going into college, if you're going into college interviews, shouldn't you be able to sit in front of a human being still, sit still, make eye contact, listen to questions, and then give an answer that doesn't sound like this? the whole time you're talking because it's distracting.
You know, if I were to teach a social skills class, I think you could make a strong case that you just sort of take everybody's phones and then you just put them in a room. You don't have to really do anything. You just make them interact with each other.
It does not take long. My husband and I have done this with socially with different, like if kids are over to our house or whatever, sometimes we'll be like, all right, phones, put the phones away. We're gonna, if especially if we go to a restaurant with a team or something like that, you just chill. You just sit down and talk to each other. They are really nervous and uncomfortable for about maybe tops 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden they're doing the same screwy stuff that we used to do when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
It happens very quickly, that natural response to going back and being a human that seeks social interaction, it happens very, very quickly.
Another class that they should teach more, especially now. I remember taking this class in high school, and it was kind of a waste of time. And I don't know if it was because we just didn't have a very good teacher. I think it was like a fill-in teacher for somebody who was supposed to teach it and didn't do it. But it was economics. Just basic economics. And I thought this would be great. You know, I really wanted to learn a little bit more about how an economy runs, but that was a little higher than where they were teaching. They were teaching like
this
how
is
to
high
write
school.
A, yeah, high school. They were teaching how to write a check and stuff.
Which is useless now.
Which, yeah, especially now. But even then, I was like, this isn't really what I was hoping it would be.
I feel like there are so much that can be included in some sort of classroom discussion like that, that I just think of some of these subjects that these kids are subjected to today, and I'm like, that's not, at least as far as an elective goes, it could be called how to behave. if you watch a young person, and I mean, I would almost say that a young person at this point, I'm defining as under 30. If you watch a young person come up to you with a sense of confidence, with a handshake, with eye contact, not, you know, drooping over and always on their phone and just being kind of a wallflower, it is impactful. If you are able to present yourself in such a way, you will be so ahead of the crowd when it comes to college, job interviews, probably like dating and life, to be able to be an autonomous person who doesn't have to be connected to the device in your hand. I think there's a huge asset out there that could be tapped for schools if they wanted to offer something.
Yeah, our youngest is not quite there yet. He's only 7. He probably should be. But our 10-year-olds, we've taught them from when they were young to make eye contact with adults, respond when they're asked a question, shake a hand if they need to. You know, just basic stuff that... I don't know if kids, and maybe that was always this way to an extent, but it seems as if kids now don't think of adults as people. They're like, oh, you're a different thing. I'm down here, you're up there.
Yeah.
And when you can breach that gap a little bit, adults are like, well, that was refreshing. You actually said hello or thank you or whatever.
Yeah. I there's a lot to be presented there. And even the people who you see on social media videos and stuff, a lot of them are not presenting themselves. We've really lowered our standards on what communication looks like across the board. It leaves so much to be desired. And again, like my biggest point here is the amount of head start that you would have on the rest of the people who are not participating in it, significant. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. What will come in the Gates Ethics Report to be released this week? You think it's going to be a bombshell or nothing burger? I know some people said they might think it might be something in between. You can let us know what you feel about it. Let's see here. Doug says, Gates who? I don't care since he resigned and has no impact on decisions or actions. If it exonerates him, then I hope he's able to pursue the people who perpetuated the lies. He just signed on to be a host on OAN. I wonder if he'll get to report on his own report. We'll be right back.
Bad out there.
Have you seen, I think I might have sent this to our group chat, we didn't play it on the air, but there's a comedian and he's reading the very controversial, very, very terrible, remember when we tried to cancel,
yes,
Baby It's Cold Outside? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We went through some time,
mm-hmm,
where it was like,
yeah,
shame on you people,
mm-hmm,
for flirting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny, like, when you think about the context of Baby It's Cold Outside, where it's just like a playful him saying, oh, don't leave. And she's like, oh, but I really should. But you can tell she wants to stay, but she feels like she has to put up at least at the front end of this bargain that she protested a little bit because she's not, mm-hmm. she's not just super easily accessible.
Right.
I think it was like the song of the year. I don't even know.
I know. I think I know where you're going with this.
It's an abbreviation.
Yeah.
Is it Nicki Minaj? Is it Cardi B?
No, it's Cardi B.
I know this is your industry.
Yeah, Cardi B.
Yeah, not that industry, but...
Are you trying to think of the name of the song?
No, I know what the name of the song is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to say it or not.
I'm considering it. I don't know. But that's the whole point. He goes back and forth and reads the lyrics back and forth. Like, one of them is the song of the year, and the other one's like, I simply can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. And then he goes and reads the most heinous, filthy, nasty, nasty lyrics from... that song that is existed. It's just, it's bad.
Well, it's funny because as he's going back and forth between the two, it was that same year. So it's not like he's having to draw from a different, like, oh, this one a couple years ago, now we're talking about. It was the same year that people got upset about Baby It's Cold Outside that Cardi B won Song of the Year for that really rancid piece of work.
Rancid is absolutely just very, very well chosen word. Baby, it's cold outside. I mean, anybody who is on the other side of the courting portion of a relationship can listen to Baby, It's Cold Outside and think back to a time where, you know, the spark was there and you were just starting to maybe have a little romance thing and you're not really sure where it's going. And of course, everybody can have their own inclination as how the story ends with Baby, It's Cold Outside. But, I mean, civilization relies on the relationship of what's going on in Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that coyly. It's literally how people happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is Cardi B's,
mm-mm,
but
mm-mm,
in a different way.
STDs.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand the cancel culture around it. And it just, that Baby, It's Cold Outside, every year that comes up, there were stations... I don't know where to do that. There are stations who are like, we're not playing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're not playing that problematic song any longer.
Yeah. Christmas stations. And then they'd plug in Cardi B's song instead. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
In an act of true defiance and commitment to the cause.
Yeah.
WAP.
Unedited.
You got to go all in, though, right? If you're going to be woke, you've got to go all the way.
I'm not really sure how Cardi B's song is even woke. Like, what cause is that celebrating? It's just gross for the sake of attention.
Female sexual freedom, which is the entire movement behind the abortion industry.
Well, but sexually free and not be that detailed.
But if you have that kind of existence in culture, then the sexual freedom where women can have as many partners as they want without consequence, just like men have had for centuries and millennia, if you set the bar... the end of the spectrum in the Cardi B realm, then the sexual promiscuity that women now can champion exists in a normal sense.
Related, who would win in a fight, Cardi B or Dean Martin?
Ooh, what are we fighting with, hands?
Well, one of them is a ghost.
Fear. I don't know, Brad, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, the thing about that song that makes it quote-unquote woke is because it's basically the same sort of song you would hear from a male rapper, but it's a female rapper singing.
So it's like equality.
Yeah, it's like, look, I can do it too.
Okay.
That's like, what it was. It was a feminist anthem?
I don't think so.
In fairness.
You know what?
I haven't studied it.
I haven't either.
I'm not well-versed on it. I think, well, maybe I'm completely wrong on this. I had not considered this, but Scooter, always here to help. The problem with the song is that it seemed to promote premarital sex, which is some of the most fun as I recall. So maybe Baby It's Cold Outside, the reason why it got canceled is because those people were like, are you talking about premarital sex?
Yeah, in 2019.
Yeah. No. Enter Cardi B.
Cardi B was okay because she was married.
Yeah, I think that is, if you look back at history, and by which I
history
mean...
History or like 2019?
2019.
Okay, yeah. Which is history, thank God.
You're going to find that is probably why that song was canceled. We were such a prudish culture up until COVID.
And I would just say, like, sex isn't bad. The point, the premarital sex, it's like the confines, the context. Kids need to understand this. Absence is okay. Wait till you're married. I'm just going to say that every time I weirdly get the opportunity to do it. Don't listen to Cardi B's song.
Yeah. If you listen to Cardi B's song, you already probably need to go to confession. It's 2:48.
Don't put this on them. Oh. Don't do that.
I was going to do a time don't check right there.
No.
Okay.
No, it needs to be sponsored by your shirt. Don't put this on somebody.
A lot of people saying that they
steak.
Like the way I look today. That's all I'll say. You can find out for yourself what that means.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Christmas is a week away.
Indeed it is.
We have a lot of stuff done yet. Do you do last minute shopping with intention, or do you do last minute shopping out of necessity?
I do last minute shopping kind of like I do the supermarket sweep at Ruler.
Just put your arm on whatever gets in the car.
And I'm like, hey, one of those was the Green Ranger. Sweet.
Do
I was
you,
looking for that.
Brad, do you do any last minute shopping?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for gifts for you guys, too.
Oh,
I'm just trying to finish that off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ryan, what would you like? What would make your year? Do you want practical, or do you want thoughtful, or do you want gag funny?
Oh, not gag funny. Gag funny is funny for a moment, and then you don't know what to do with
it. That's all you give me.
No, that's not true. I've given you about half and half.
That's true. The sweatshirt and the photo album were great gifts.
Exactly.
The other one?
Yeah.
The Obama...
Yeah, Che Guevara.
Che Guevara shirt from China that was for a, it was a toddler 4T. He's like,
I think that was this will fit you.
That was
funny
the meanest
that was
part
adult,
about it.
It was an adult shirt, though. It was just really small.
It was for Chinese smalls.
I know, it was. It was different sizes.
Which, thank you for making me realize that I'm not a Chinese small.
Well, it's funny because how many shirts and clothes are made in Asia? Especially Vietnam. They ship a lot of clothes over here.
Yeah, but they're doing it for Americans.
But they're doing it for Americans.
Super size.
So somehow, I don't know how, I got my hands on an actual Chinese shirt for Chinese people that was Obama as Che Guevara.
And's like, Annie's got to have it.
It was such
I
a
bet
weird
she doesn't
thing to
have
get.
That one.
It was so strange. What was the question again?
What kind of gifts you like to have?
Ah, yes.
Thoughtful, funny... practical, you want straight up cash, because you guys are probably the people who I shop for who I will often lean more into the practicality, like sometimes it's nice to just get a Visa gift card.
Oh, I like practicality. I think that's probably top of my list. You know what I asked for? My brother and I each shop for each other very practically because we're both at a stage of life where we could get anything we want, but we got to get something for each other. And if you can't, I try to get something fun for him, but he's even past the age where getting him like a goofy video game thing for his basement. He's not even there anymore, you know? So I don't really know what creatively to get him. So we will share, okay, get me this because this is kind of something I would like to get, but I wouldn't buy myself. And the only thing I could come up with this year was get me an Abercrombie hoodie. Because those things...
You want an Abercrombie hoodie?
I do, because they last so much longer. They're just a better quality shirt.
What are they made?
I have no idea. You probably should look that up.
They last so much longer because the models don't actually wear them. They just display them while they walk around the store without a shirt on.
You're saying if I go to the mall right now, I could go see a bunch of topless people
dudes,
walking around in Abercrombie?
I don't think that malls exist anymore, but when Abercrombie was at...
we just had this conversation yesterday.
When Abercrombie was at their peak... The male workers had to be in good shape, and they didn't wear shirts.
I never saw that.
I never saw
this
either.
I totally missed out on that.
I don't believe this. Internet, tell me the truth.
Brad, are you into practical? Are you into thoughtful or funny?
I like all three, but my favorite is practical, especially if it's something that I could use, but I would never buy for myself.
Like what?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Because if I say it, usually the reason I won't buy it for myself is it's incredibly expensive, and I feel bad saying that. Like, because then people are like, oh, he wants a, and then it's like $400 or $500. And it's like, no, not that. But
he wants a new car.
A new car. No, stuff like tools and whatnot, like automotive tools are way more expensive than people would think. And so, like, if I wanted, say, a carpet shampooer or something like that, well, I'd never buy it for myself. So I just continue to use the
Have you shopped spray. For Brad yet?
Mm-hmm. I already got you guys everything.
Okay.
I'm looking at a lot of shirtless models right now.
I totally lost your
They're
men
not,
or women.
They are not in the store, though.
Men or women?
Men.
Do you... Okay, the gifts that you got, Brad, on a scale of 0 to 10, how excited is he going to be for the gift?
5. It's going to be solid. And I'll tell you right now, the same thing. You're going to be a 5, and Ethan's going to be a 5. Maybe a 6, because Ethan just seems to appreciate everything.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. Okay.
Ah, this shirtless model's throwing a football, just having a little bit of a good time.
Yeah, but how are his pants?
They're all right. They're hanging a little low. I'm seeing a little bit of the V. I don't love that.
It's a man, right?
Yeah, it's
okay,
a, it's
just
a man.
Checking.
Yeah, but he's just by the water, just throwing a football, just having a good time.
YouTube live chat poll, what will come of the Gates ethics report release this week? A bombshell or a nothing burger? Brad, your thoughts on it?
I still think it's going to be a nothing burger, but it's not like nothing. It's just never going to rise to the hype that it has. And it'll
and
go
what
away
do you,
soon.
Yeah, what do you think the hype is? Because I think that when you say hype, I think that the hype around this is very different based on who you're talking to.
Yeah, so it seems to me that the most people that are thinking that this thing's going to be awful are saying that he's going to be found like he's trafficking underage children for whatever, like Diddy Party type stuff.
Is that on the table?
What if that's how we find out what was going on at the Diddy parties?
So, nothing crazy. What do you think? Bombshell, nothing burger?
I'm going to lean into bombshell because I think it will be enough to alter his future political career. So, I think it'll be...
It's already altered his future political career.
Yeah, is his absence of being in office right now 100% related to the ethics report? Because I think it is.
Yeah, it might be. He seemed to make a lot of decisions based on this report.
What a weird route to get to where he is right now to be like, Attorney General, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a strange couple weeks we'll look back on.
It almost makes me think that there was a hook, line, and sinker thrown his way to get him out of the House and that he didn't have the foresight to see how this story ends, which I just think he's smarter than that. I think he's a pretty smart dude.
You know who else I think is pretty smart is this guy here throwing a football.
Oh, stop looking at them. Nobody look. What are you still doing?
I mean, they're just...
My bad.
You are judging Brad for knowing all about the shirtless Abercrombie.
This is what we call research.
Salespeople, and you've spent the last 5 minutes of a talk show that you're supposed to participate in looking at these dudes.
Look, this is now history. I'm
okay.
Trying to look it up.
Just for the sake
for
of the
you.
Show. Just for the sake of the show, I need you to go apply to Abercrombie.
All right, I will. Do I get a discount?
What if you get hired?
I guess I'll go work
then
there.
Then you get your hoodie.
But it's all for the show.
Totally for the show.
Yeah.
On the YouTube live chat poll, Gates report, is it going to be a bombshell or a nothing burger? 228 votes in a very, very finicky live stream today. 79% say nothing burger. That kind of surprises me because I think I'm saying bombshell. We will find out at the end of the week here on 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Reardon, next. Don't go away.